Sure. Thank you so much for the question. And what a beautiful theme you have chosen, especially right after the Triduum and, of course, right after the great solemnity of the resurrection. I think of the apostles, right? At the Last Supper, Jesus washes their feet and then they move into the Garden of Gethsemane. And then Jesus finds himself almost alone in front of the cross. And then here it is, resurrected, the empty tomb. So the great virtue of hope is what really sets our hearts to heaven. Hope is truly living with a foot in heaven, always with a great understanding of our identity, that we're here on earth to be able to live the life that Christ lived, to be able to speak of his love, to speak of his mercy, and to bring along with us everyone back to him in heaven. So hope is really the desire and the certitude that we all have, that we one day will be with Christ. So
that's beautiful.
Wow.
And I think as a community, how do we see hope and how do we try to live hope in our day-to-day life is, I think it's with a lot of patience, you know, things don't happen right away. And so that virtue of hope really requires a strong growth in the virtue of patience and humility. The patience to do good every day of our lives and to strive to do so and to help others to do the same. And then the humility of knowing that it's not all about us. Mm-hmm. It's actually very little about us. God does the most. You know, how many loaves do you have? How many fish do you have? Give me what you have, and I, your Lord, will do the rest. So again, the virtue of patience, I think, and humility are very, very crucial to our living the virtue of hope.